I'm Paul. Welcome to the Horn of Africa since 1270. I'll be your host as we explore the history of Northeast Africa from 1270 to the present. I'll start by telling you about myself and my background. I graduated 4 years ago with a BA in history, so naturally, I work at a warehouse. I sanitize things with bleach to kill COVID. I double-check inventory lists. Every Thursday, I throw empty boxes into the back of a truck. Until recently, I was quote-unquote working on a novel. That novel was set in 17th century Ethiopia. Over time, I noticed that my interest in Ethiopian history was rapidly swallowing my interest in writing fiction. I'd gathered over 3 gigabytes of PDFs as quote-unquote background research. At first, I thought about doing a History of Ethiopia podcast, but then I realized just how difficult it is to separate the history of Ethiopia from the history of its neighbors. It's impossible to talk about the history of Ethiopia without including Northeast Africa as a whole. The same area is more commonly known as the Horn of Africa. As recently as the 1950s, the term Horn of Africa only meant Somalia and Djibouti, which I wasn't even aware of when I started this. Nowadays, it's a synonym for Northeast Africa as a whole. At first blush, I'm not the likeliest person to be doing this project. I'm a 29-year-old white guy from a small town in New Hampshire. There are no ethnic enclaves, yet no Ethiopian or Eritrean churches, no Somali mosques to visit around here. The nearest Ethiopian restaurant is an hour and a half away. I've never been to the Horn of Africa or anywhere else in Africa for that matter. I have no family from there. I don't have any close friends from there either. To my immense regret, I don't know any of the local languages. I speak 3 languages besides English, but none of them fluently. But I promise you, I'll do this to the best of my ability. I'll do the research, and I will give you the specifics that you can't get from a quick Google search. This will be a historical survey of Northeast Africa since 1270 AD. Ethiopia, Eritrea, Djibouti, and Somalia. Since the Nile River has its source in Ethiopia, I'll sometimes discuss the other countries of the Nile Valley, Sudan, South Sudan, and Egypt. Yemen is never considered part of the Horn, but its history is closely linked to the region, so I'll sometimes consider events there too. I'm using present-day country names and nationalities, with strictly defined borders and citizenship didn't exist until the modern period. Let's not be anachronistic. Large parts of what is now Ethiopia were conquered in relatively recent times. The borders of Eritrea and Djibouti didn't exist before the region was conquered by the Italians and the French, respectively. Afar and Somali sultanates straddled the borders of Ethiopia, Djibouti, and Somalia. Let's also not forget the merchants and craftsmen from abroad, including Armenians, Syrians, Indians, Greeks, Persians, and Yemeni Arabs. I'll do my best to include a regional perspective, even though I'll talk about Ethiopia and Eritrea more often. There's a truly enormous amount of material to cover, especially since I won't be limiting myself to just one country. But 7 centuries is comparatively brief when you consider just how long human beings have been living in Northeast Africa. I considered covering everything since the emergence of anatomically modern humans over 100,000 years ago. It's not completely implausible. According to the historian Wendy Laura Belcher, carbon dating has, quote, repeatedly revealed the Ethiopian highlands as the site of the oldest human fossils, the oldest human tools, and the oldest advanced human behavior, unquote. But you gotta start somewhere. And so he chose to start at the year 1270, when the Ethiopian emperor Yakuno Amlak came to power. You'll have to wait until the first episode 2 weeks from now to find out about Yakuno Amlak and the significance of 1270 AD. I've planned this out well in advance. Barring catastrophic delays, according to my generous assumptions, it should take me a little over 3 years to cover everything between Yakuno Amlak and the present. If you're anxious to hear about the notorious events of the 20th century, World War II, for example, you'll have to be patient. I won't get to the 17th century until October 2021. I won't reach the 18th until September 2022. I won't get to Haile Selassie I, the most famous Ethiopian emperor of all time, until May-Day 2023. I've set an ambitious agenda for this podcast. I'm by no means an expert, not at all. In college, I took just two classes on Africa, which dealt with places literally on the other side of the continent. So why am I still launching this podcast anyway? As far as I know, there's no other podcast about the Horn of Africa in English. There are podcasts about African history in general, there are podcasts about current events in Africa, and there's history podcasts about particular books written by Africanist scholars. But there is still no general survey of the region's history in podcast format. Somalia, Djibouti, and Eritrea are found almost exclusively in shows about current events like piracy or migration. And that's a shame. Ask the average boomer or Gen Xer about Ethiopia, and the first thing they think of will be starving children. Starving children in Ethiopia is an old dinner table cliche. Eritrea, meanwhile, is reduced solely to Africa's North Korea and a source of refugees. Somalia and Yemen are only discussed in terms of their civil wars or the war on terror. Djibouti, if it gets a mention at all, is only mentioned in Anglophone media for the foreign military bases it hosts. The thesis of this podcast is that the history of Northeast Africa deserves better than a one-line stereotype. Now, on to more prosaic matters. I'm sorry this episode had to be delayed. From now on, I'll release a new episode every other Monday around midnight, Eastern Standard Time. You can find this podcast on Spotify and elsewhere, courtesy of Anchor.fm. As an avid listener of podcasts myself, I usually skip the part at the end where they talk about the Patreon. But I'm a temp at a warehouse, and I make $12 an hour. I have already spent almost $500 on reference books, including all five volumes of the Encyclopedia Ethiopica. That's not counting the mic, the subscription to WordPress, or the 100 other small expenses in order to launch a history podcast. Please help me pay my bills by donating to the Patreon, which you'll find at patreon.com/HOAPod_1270. That's 1270. Good things come to those who wait. In the future, Patreon subscribers will gain access to bonus content, including, first and foremost, interviews. I'll be interviewing a number of experts in Northeast African studies, not all of whom are historians. If you want to follow the podcast for updates, you can find it on Twitter, @HOAPod_1270. I'll be occasionally posting content to the blog. Find it at hornofafricasince1270.com. My newest post is a review of the historical fiction series that got me into all this in the first place. By all means, please get in touch with me. Please use the contact form at tinyurl.com/HOAPod-1270. You can also email me at hornofafricasince1270@gmail.com. You might DM me on Twitter, but I won't always respond. I'd love to hear your personal perspectives, especially as we get closer to the more controversial 20th century. And I'd like to hear from experts particularly historians, who are interested in being interviewed for a bonus episode, I'd appreciate somebody who could help me with the pronunciation of Ge'ez names using the Encyclopedia Ethiopica transcription system. I'm looking for potential advertisers with a connection to the region. I'd like to hear from publishers with a focus on Northeast Africa, for instance, or grad programs. I'm also into food. Let me know if you sell tej, coffee, injera, or other food from Northeast Africa. I'd even review one of Boston's Ethiopian restaurants for the blog once I'm able to do so. If you like it so far, if you hate it, or if you've comments of any kind, feel free to post a review. They really do help. The intro and outro music are adaptations of the Christian Ethiopia audio pack by user Mons Desans on freesound.org. A new theme tune and transitions are coming soon. The show logo and banner are by Julian Rimmer. The logo's font is Amhara by Ingo Zimmerman. You might also check out Kidole, a free Ethiopian-style font by Andreas Larson that I downloaded for my own use. As always, thank you for listening. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks on Monday, June 29th, next time on the Horn of Africa since 1270.